Thank you and good morning. The 119th edition of the Humboldt County Fair opens today, and it will run through Sunday, August 30th. The theme of the fair for this year is All Aboard, a salute to our coastal heritage, and is focused on the North Coast maritime industry and recreation. Fair racing opens on Friday, the first of six race days scheduled over the next week, with races scheduled for Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays over the two weekends of the fair. Humboldt State University will participate in a nationwide study conducted by the NCAA and the United States Defense Department into the long-term effects that concussions have on student athletes. HSU's North Coast Concussion Program will receive $240,000 for their comprehensive study that will focus on student athletes over a three-year period. Concussion detection protocols, baseline concussion tests, and post-injury monitoring for 6 months on approximately 400 HSU student athletes from all sports will be performed as part of that study. The National Weather Service posted a NASA satellite photo to its Twitter page on Wednesday morning that starkly depicts the impacts that smoke from wildfires is having on communities not only in the eastern part of the counties but along the coast as well. Hazardous air quality alerts remain in place for eastern Humboldt and western Trinity counties, and residents in Willow Creek, High and Palm, Hay Fork, Denny, and Burnt Ranch have been affected by the poor air quality. Despite the haze, the North Coast Air Quality Management District reports that particulate levels in the air remain moderate, and some improvement in air quality is expected as we head into the weekend. CAL FIRE officials have another fire in southern Humboldt to deal with after a wildfire was discovered on Saddle Mountain, 6 miles northeast of Shelter Cove, on Wednesday. The fire grew to more than 250 acres overnight, and fire crews from the Humboldt-Del Norte unit have been assigned. Those firefighters have just finished work on the containment of the Humboldt complex that scorched more than 4,800 acres near Dinsmore after being ignited by lightning in late July. The fires causing the poor air quality along the coast continue to burn, and they have grown since the beginning of the week. There are major fires burning to the north of Highway 36 as well as to the south, and combined, those complexes have scorched more than 80,000 acres of forest land. The River, Root, and Mad River fire complexes are the biggest concern for fire officials, and they are the fires responsible for the poor air quality. More than 3,800 personnel are assigned to fires burning from the Oregon border to the Mendocino County line. Hunting season has opened in some areas, and residents are reminded to check for road and forest closures before they head into the wilderness. The Gaskey and Nickowitz fires burning to the north have burned more than 7,000 acres, and wildfires continue to be a concern across the region. Jordan Christmas has two news updates for us.
A reminder for residents of Eureka that traffic lane closures and traffic detours on H Street between Willow Street and Manzita Street will be in effect through Friday. Contract workers began installing new drainage under those streets this morning, and closures will be in effect during the workday hours from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The wildfires burning on national forest lands in eastern Humboldt County and western Trinity County continue to grow, and it's not just federal forest lands that are being affected. State lands and private property are in the fire lines as well. Supervisor Estelle Fennell visited the incident command post for the Humboldt complex of fires that were started by lightning. Heavy fuel loads and dry conditions made the perfect recipe.
I was out there, you know, a few days after the lightning struck. And as I pointed out to others, I was at the incident command center. They pointed out that this is the first time that they can remember that 85% of the lightning strikes actually resulted in a fire. Normally it's about 20%. So that tells you how dry everything is.
Fennell said that coordination between private landowners and CAL FIRE has been excellent, and that private landowners have a huge stake in keeping fires away from their profitable timberlands.
I will say that in Humboldt County, where the fires happened, was out where there were some old established ranches, and they were all out on the fire line doing their very best to save the trees that they were counting on for income, basically. And I think that bottom line, there was a very, very good working relationship between CAL FIRE and the landowners.
Fennell also pointed out that those who choose to live in and around federal wildlands run the risk of wildfires affecting their properties when those fires are allowed to burn in the wilderness. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.